Manu Patra alert dated the 7th of September 2017. A special court has sentenced to life in jail gangster Abu Salim in the 1993 Mumbai Blasts case, while two other convicts, Tahir Merchant and Feroz Khan, have been sentenced to death. Supreme Court has reserved the verdict on a plea seeking a clarification on if a man's physical relation with his wife below 18 years of age amounts to rape or not. Supreme Court has directed instant messaging platform WhatsApp and social media giant Facebook to file affidavits stating what user data they shared with third parties. Supreme Court has cancelled the admissions of 400 students admitted to MBBS courses in DM Institute of Medical Sciences, Vayanad, and Mount Zion Medical College, Pathanamthitta. Supreme Court has directed central government to file a fresh affidavit with information about the results of inquiry by Central Board of Direct Taxes against members of Parliament who amassed disproportionate assets wealth. Supreme Court has directed amicus curiae Harish Salve to look into the status report filed by Ministry of Environment, Forests and Climate Change and suggest measures to monitor the forest cover and to increase it, if that is possible. Supreme Court has issued directions to ensure speedy resolution of disputes and utilization of alternate dispute resolution mechanisms by the consumer fora. Supreme Court has refused to give an urgent hearing into the matter pertaining to death of an NED student in Tamil Nadu. Supreme Court has asked Centre to furnish details of action initiated against lawmakers, some of whose assets have jumped by over 500% between elections. Delhi High Court has directed several private schools to refund 75% of the excess fee they had charged from parents of students. Uttarakhand High Court has revoked the dissolution of Badrinath Kedarnath Temple Committee. The court declared as illegal the dissolution of panel before completion of its 3-year tenure without any complaint against its working.